Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
When people treat me badly or talk badly to me or down to me or criticize me, I suddenly love them. I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia. I thought I had it all.
So you are going to disappoint somebody or a lot of people.
Pretty much everyone in this room.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with John Hill. Megan Weaver, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sweating sitting next to John Arthur Hill. I mean, what a handsome,
oh my God,
like,
you're
tall
so
drink
nice.
Of water
so
you are.
I'm egregiously tan.
Where have you been that you're so tan?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Really?
Every place a gay person can go, I've been, including LA, and I live here.
Wow. Okay.
Like,
so it's natural. It's not a spray tan like Megan's.
It should be. That's much healthier.
Yeah, I spray tan all the time, honey.
This is melanoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so smart. And
yeah.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Look like someone off of like Falcon Crest or Dynasty back. You're like a primetime soap hottie.
I really am.
So
and
her
people
look
tell
is
me
dated.
That all the time.
Is that what you mean?
It is.
Old.
Now, there was a little bit. Do you follow Megan on Instagram?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Did you see her story last
Goals.
Night? Which is another
no.
cry for help.
I might have muted you. No, I'm just kidding. What was it?
Once
it
in
was a
while,
cry for help, by the way.
Once in a while.
I will admit that it was a cry for help.
Okay. Once in a while, she does a kind of an attention-getting, cryptic
I do that.
Insta story. Mm-hmm. No one knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then people start DMing me like, here we go again. So last night she posted, it was a picture of she and her dog. They
oh,
were in
look
bed.
Oh, but look how cute he is.
As you can see, she's got her eyes
Wait,
closed.
Where are you?
She looks like she's in a coma.
Oh, you're upside
yeah,
down.
Well, I was in a coma.
Upside down, asleep with the dog. Says, calm after the fucking shitstorm that is my life with this tiny, easy 900 square foot motherfucker of a simple home
yeah.
addition.
Hold on.
Yeah. Now, what is this about?
Shit. Hit the literal fan yesterday
Wait,
with my home
something?
Edition. Yeah.
Before you talk about what happened to your day, mm-hmm. do you say, I want to, like, did you hold the phone above your head and then close your eyes? Like,
no, Ben took that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't take this.
No, I didn't
So
take
you
that
instructed
picture.
Him. Like, look, I want this as dramatic as possible.
Yeah.
Fuck
what
yeah,
was the
I
conversation
did.
Before you
and
took
look
the
how
photo.
Cute my dog is. And so you got to get a picture. Actually, that was not taken yesterday. That was taken a couple of days ago. But I used it because.
Oh, you banked it.
I banked it because it was a cry for help. I wanted a lot of attention. I needed to feel loved. It was, yeah, it was a shitstorm.
Hashtag later, Graham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Later, Graham.
Now, can I ask you, were you lit? Because your face is very
yeah,
blown out. Very Sybil Shepherd moonlight.
Are you made up?
It was the flash. I swear.
Yeah.
It was not. I did
mean,
not filter it.
Honestly, you look
I was
dewy,
looking for a filter, though. I will admit I was looking for a filter,
yeah,
but I
look,
couldn't find one.
You look 19 Skin years old there.
Good. Yeah, Gigi.
Honestly, you should hang upside down more often like this.
Like a bat.
They say it's good for the circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going
good.
To.
So what is going on? Now, I saw the other Insta story.
Did you see where they
okay.
broke half my fucking lumber?
Okay, but what's insane about this is Megan has a shared driveway, right? So it's a long driveway.
Fuck. Poor.
So poor.
Yeah, so
and
poor.
It's a long driveway, Fuck. And-
Oh, yes. My God.
You drive past her house to
get
to
the
neighbor's house. So it looks like
they blocked the driveway.
A ton of lumber was dropped right
A ton? That's the entire job. They dropped the entire...
But
they
no
have,
one can get up the driveway now.
I had to Uber my neighbors to their work.
What are you building? Jesus.
The whole
oh,
edition.
They couldn't get their car out.
They couldn't get their car out. So Ben and I helped the framers unload that wood as fast as we could. Couldn't make a dent in it. And then I had to Uber my neighbors to work.
That is
it's a nightmare. It was just, I'm telling you, it was a catastrophe. And it continues to be that.
So did they ruin your Uber rating?
I hope no.
Don't let anyone use
I
your Uber.
I reimburse them.
Account.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the video,
not even my
I've
neighbors if I block their driveway
yes.
with lumber?
If you gave me your Uber, sir, if you got me an Uber, I would purposely like fart in the Uber or something to give to you a bad rating. Yeah, to bring your rating down.
Why would you do something
Not
like
you
that?
Personally.
Oh,
like if,
no,
say if my neighbor like ruined my day.
Yeah, I did.
Just like a little, like
a little fuck you.
Suggestive fuck you, yeah.
So you had to Uber them home too?
Uh-huh.
So how long did it take the lumber to get the lumber out of the driveway?
About 7 hours.
So you and all the other construction workers.
No, I stopped as soon as I Ubered them. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
But did they, it looks like some of the lumber was destroyed.
Damaged. Broken.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is this why you were so stressed?
Yes. Wouldn't you be?
I'd be upset.
It's a lot.
My neighbors are probably real upset.
It's a lot.
So you thought.
It was a lot.
To help after this,
I
I'm going to lay down with my dog
yes,
upside down.
And I'm going to cry to Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And get
and
some
did
love.
You get attention from it?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
but do people are like, what's wrong? What happened? Is everything okay?
I showed you what happened.
No, no, but the people that read,
you
know.
It wasn't cryptic.
A lumber dump.
Yeah.
No, it is usually because not everybody follows
no, I
along.
Agree. I agree. Sometimes it is cryptic, but I did show everybody where it, you know, it went south.
People want you. People were following your story. You're,
yes,
you're
they're paying attention. The TV
follow-up.
Lift,
you're saying,
you know,
I'm okay,
the lumber.
I still look good.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
another story that said, which was either at the end of the day or today, that said, breathe. Endgame is right here.
Yeah, because that's my view from my bedroom.
You really should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Are you
rebranding? John, you're cringing right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm. But listen,
he writes stuff like this all the time.
I do not.
Yes, you're maybe a little guilty.
I don't do that shit. Okay. No, I do. I do. I have rebranded as hot. So
okay.
I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm turning 45 in October, so I'm just going to show my body.
You look so much younger.
But then what? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's because I hang upside down with my dog every night. And then like around probably December, I'm going to stop all that. But I'm giving myself a few months to like feel good. And then I'll just graduate into being like gross.
Okay, look. See?
And how?
Okay,
that's a thirsty pic.
I was definitely
We're looking
too
at a shirtless picture of John.
Too tan.
Yes, with a dog.
I was too tan.
Okay, so my upside down picture
that's old.
With my dog.
Well, I do the
bad.
Dirty only close friends, which Alyssa sees. Which I don't show everyone.
It's fabulous.
But anyway, the point
so
is,
you do the few thirsty pics.
I do, but I don't do
the motivational,
the vulnerability.
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right, point taken.
But I think that's your brand. I think it's great and beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, she seems unstable.
I mean,
I am. You know what? I am. I'm totally unstable. Yeah. I'm about to break.
So the message you were giving was breathe.
Breathe, because this is going to be your end game, which is your view from your beautiful master bedroom.
I didn't understand that.
Primary.
I didn't understand that post.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was the view of your backyard.
That's a view of my,
and
from my
bedroom.
And this
is the end game.
Yeah.
I guess if the house was framed or something, and then you took a picture of the house, like this is the end game.
Right.
Way to rub
I didn't
it
understand what looking into the sunset.
Right.
I didn't get
view.
That message.
It was mixed messaging.
But you understand, you confuse a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're not real clear in your messaging.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm at the end of my rope. Jeff?
Is some of that lumber going to have to be replaced?
Yes. Like a third of it.
Ooh.
Okay. So I do have
a
referral for you, like a big, big job up on Mulholland.
So get my shit together?
Kind of. Like, I'm worried, like, I don't want to refer you until you
get my, get a grip.
Mm-hmm. Are you building
a big
sauna?
Job?
Yeah.
What are you building with all that wood?
I'm building an addition to my house, like a master bedroom, an office, the whole thing.
So what's going to be a good referral base for you and me, because we'll have to do this together, is Monroe's school.
Yes.
So I picked up a client last night at back to school night.
Sweet.
Didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Didn't feel good, but I went anyway.
Okay.
And it turned out we got a big fish.
T for C. Troll for clients.
Yep, troll for clients. Gage and I went together. I picked him up. We totally got along great.
Amazing.
All we did was talk about business, though.
Well, that's good. That's probably better.
That's your common ground.
Yeah.
It is our common ground. We talked a little bit about our kid, but mostly it was like business, his business, my business. I will say that guy's real serious.
And smart.
And real intense.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, wow, like this is a lot. Like he's really, really intense. I prefer that Irish clown of mine.
How's that going?
Yeah, so do I.
It's going good.
Good?
It's a lot more fun. I'll be honest.
I mean, look,
you.
Gage is fun when he's drunk.
He's so fun when he's drunk. But he is a really smart, accomplished, you know.
Can
great...
he cook?
No.
Well,
no.
I don't think so.
Well,
I mean,
Stu doesn't cook either.
Oh, he just eats?
He just eats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he eats way more than he cooks.
But he can
Oh, my
cook.
God. How did this happen?
But we went to, we were 20 minutes late.
Of course.
So there's, first of all, everyone congregates in this big auditorium, and then I guess the head of the school does this whole welcome and then like hits people up for, you know, fundraising, which we missed that. Sorry. And then because we were 20 minutes late because I was stuck on Beverly Glen, and then took me a long time to get over that hill.
Right.
Anyway, so then we missed that, and then we went to the homeroom, mm-hmm. and that was pleasant. So we were there for like 30 minutes, and we met the teachers. They told us everything that they were, you know, teaching the kids, which I was like, oh, wow, this is like a good
legit
school.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of nice. Like, she's got art, and she has music, and she has PE, and she has dance, and she has... So then what you're supposed to do after the 30 minutes is you go to the individual classes. Like, you go to the art class and meet the art teacher, and then... I just only made it to the art and then dance.
I had a back to school night and I only went to two classes.
I missed
the lot. It was hot. I needed to get out of there.
It wasn't hot. It was fine. Yeah. I just was like, my ADD was kicking in. I'd already been there an hour and a half. No, because right. I was late. Hour and 15 minutes. Hour and 15
That's
minutes.
Enough.
So I missed PE. I missed
You don't need
music.
To hear what they're going to learn in no. PE.
No, and I missed another one. But whatever. So we were in the, this is where I met the client. So we were in the dance class. And that woman is, the kids love her, but she's a little unhinged.
A dance teacher should be unhinged.
She's unhinged.
That's where you learn all your like,
oh, yeah.
good shit in school.
Yeah, she's like, teacher. I mean, just months away from a 5150. But it's okay because the kids love her.
My right. dance teacher in college was Cher's stand-in in movies. I learned
Seriously.
Everything from her. Yeah.
Film teachers are also a little unhinged.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
So... This was the trap. There was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, can we have some volunteers? And I was like, fuck
Oh, no. hell no.
Fuck no. So I started just backing up real quickly to the back of the room. And there was like a built-in cabinet. So I just sat on the cabinet and put my head down. And then she's like, don't worry. We're not going to make you do anything embarrassing.
Lie.
That was a fucking lie.
Lie.
So then she took one guy out of the audience who happens to be one of our carpool kid's dad.
Okay.
Feel so bad for him. And then there was these two other women. So they made them, she made them do these like really embarrassing shit. Like what they do, like basically showing us what they teach the kids.
Like interpretive shit?
It was like
no.
dancing
uh-uh.
and like making like grunts and noises and
Stop.
Like karate
no.
things and all kinds
no.
of shit. And she was making the parents do that. I mean, I was
I would have left.
Sweating.
I would have
So
died.
This is how I met the new client, Jen. So different Jen, not
okay.
the other Jen.
Everyone's
but
named Jen.
So
everyone's
many
literally
Jen.
Everyone.
So
Jen.
Many Jens
yeah.
at this school.
Wow.
So I'm now all the way, and you could tell all the dads, it was so funny. It was like a mass exodus. Like you could see them all stepping back. So I was all the way at the back of the wall, and I had my head down sitting on the cabinet, and then this woman next to me, Jen, she was sitting next to me, and she had her head down. And they were making them do all these crazy shit, and which she said she wasn't going to, but she did make them mm-hmm. do it. And I just said, I am so uncomfortable right now. And this is how I knew I liked this girl. She was looking down. And she goes, I can't even look. She goes, I'm sweating.
You're like, do you have a home for sale?
And she goes, by the way, you're taking any new projects?
She's like, making doing business
she's got,
in the back.
I've got a double lot of Mulholland. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm interested.
Awesome.
So that's how
it worked out for you.
It worked out
Reframe.
Fine. It worked out fine.
Nothing like dance participation, like choreography, fine. But like, don't say, you know, imagine yourself as fill in the blank and then, you know, act like a squirrel. Can't do it.
It's too much.
Ugh. But we got through it.
Congrats.
Yeah, yep. good.
I was actually glad I went. It's nice to know what they're doing over there.
It is. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were talking about your instability.
Yes.
Unhinged.
Totally unhinged.
I'm here for it. I think people, it's relatable. Everyone's unhinged.
Absolutely.
Not like Megan, though.
That's I'm pretty true. Unhinged. I just got to get out of town.
You need a vacation?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Desperately.
Wow.
Well, you have one on Friday.
I'm so
Where are
excited.
You going?
I'm going to Napa Valley.
Oh.
With Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So six of us going.
Yeah.
So it's a work trip.
No. Totally fun.
For real?
No.
No, we
no,
have wine
Are you
tasting.
Off all
wine tasting, dinners,
We leave
pool,
after radio on Friday.
Massage.
All-inclusive, honey.
Totally all-inclusive.
And you'll be back on Monday.
We're back Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon.
Wow, cute.
Yeah, yeah. quick.
It's like a back-to-back. We have wine tasting. We have dinners.
Yeah.
We have bars. We have caviar tasting. We have all of it.
It's going to be so sweet.
You're all going?
No.
No. Those two aren't invited.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
Alyssa could go if she wants.
Okay.
As if. Really?
No, well, you have gay long. Disney.
I do. I'm going
Who
to Disney
are you
all weekend.
Okay. Of course you are.
I'll be actually at the Gentle Barn, but thank you so
oh
much.
Oh, my God. The Gentle Barn. My fave.
Yeah. Alyssa's always invited.
Wow.
But so this one over here. Do we have that nerd sound effect? This one is going to gay Disney. Have
nerd!
You heard of that?
Nerd!
I have heard of that. And not for me.
Okay, so you, if you,
straight Disney's not. No, any Disney is
same,
not.
Right.
I used to work at Disneyland. I'm not going.
What did you do there?
I was in a show.
What show? Was it the bird show?
What show was it?
What's the bird show?
What bird show?
Is there a bird show there?
I was in the Jungle Cruise. No. I was in the Hunchback of Notre Dame show in 1998.
Wow. Were you a backup dancer or something?
I was the voice of Quasimodo.
Do you remember your lines?
I sang a song. I didn't have any lines.
Like, how did it go?
Okay, can you sing the song?
No. Gosh, how did it go? Out there. Oh, actually, yeah. Okay. Out there among the weavers and... Weavers is in the my line.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Out there among the millers and the weavers and their wives. Oh, wait. And out... Wait. Oh, my gosh. It's early. And out there, safe... Oh, wait. Strolling by the Seine. Taste some morning out there. Just one day and then... I'm Quasimodo. Imagine.
Yeah.
Then I'll be... content with my share, old and bent. Wait, what are you?
You got fired, didn't you?
I kind of did.
I understand.
Didn't get asked
back. Yeah,
did you
have the hump I get it. And the whole thing?
No, it's a long story.
Oh,
I had the hump removed. My eye fixed.
How long was that run before they didn't ask you back?
Well, it was a summer.
Okay, like 8 week run.
I had a bad attitude, Jeff.
No.
You?
You? No way.
I don't have bad attitudes at Disney, guys. Sorry.
That's what? You have to act like that all day.
You can't have a bad attitude at Disney.
You have to, like, be... And I was like, I'm not here... I'm here to...
Work.
Perform?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to, like, have a good attitude backstage.
Oh, so you were hard
to
work with. You were hard to work with.
You were a diva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's okay.
Were you one of the most talented people there?
Yes.
It's not saying much, but...
Yeah, I also kind of didn't take it seriously. I thought it was stupid.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I thought it was dumb. I thought it was better than it.
Yeah. Well, you are.
How long ago was this?
30 years ago.
Okay, fine.
This was, I was in college.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
last year.
Disney is
I just
not
got fired last
you.
Night. Not for me.
So if you were on a date and someone brought you to the gates of Disneyland, you're like, fuck no.
If it's someone who is there to mock it,
oh,
I
okay.
could be there to mock it in
okay.
a fun way, not a mean way, but like I like back in the day when I was like a stoner, it would be fun to like go
oh,
like
back
get
in the day
stoned to like ride a ride or something. That would have been fun.
Okay.
Now there's nothing really for me there, you know.
But maybe Jameson, you feel differently.
I feel differently. In fact, the forced happiness is one of the things I love the most. Because I am an empath and
you
I
know he was a Nazi,
energy.
Right?
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, boy.
I'm an empath.
No, not with the empath. Oh, my gosh. You can't swing a cat in LA without someone telling you how big of an empath they are.
This one is, I can't
term.
Even tell you.
I absorb other people's energy. Everyone's happy. They're happy to be there. I'm happy. I'm
not
excited.
Everyone is happy.
Well, John Hill wasn't happy.
John Hill.
Everyone
and he got fired
and
as
I've
a result.
Been miserable
I didn't
every
get
time.
Asked back. I could have.
That's being fired.
The show
it's
also
like
closed.
Stew at the Palm Springs Food and Wine Festival.
My radio contract's up on the 18th. If Same. They don't renew it.
You got fired.
I got fired. It's not like they didn't ask
right.
me back.
You're on pause.
Right.
Yeah.
You're on pause at
the
Disney.
The door's not always open.
John, would you put in your dating profile, no Disney gays?
No, because I
okay,
think there's
see?
Something charming
okay.
about that.
Okay.
It's just not for me. But I think for you, I don't want to begrudge anyone their happiness.
He loves that for you.
You said, yeah, John, when John heard his, I don't know if everyone heard because people were talking, he said, ew, then stopped himself and said, no, that's very you.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a very good agent. I know that Doug has made an offer this weekend for you to represent whatever company at mm-hmm. Disney, but I think it's crazy they're not even paying for your admission.
It's good pay. It's all
it's,
good.
But
we're
it's
all
not
good.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, they should be giving you free admission.
We
and aren't you there for 2 days?
I'm there for 2 days.
They should put you yeah. up somewhere.
I
think Doug is keeping that money.
Oh.
Honestly, I do. I think Doug has a bigger budget than what he has revealed to you. I think, notice how he's staying at the suite at whatever that place was where I park my car when I go to Disney. What's that nice place?
I've never been. I hate Disneyland.
I forgot what it's called.
I'm actually staying with Doug.
What?
Okay, that's
no!
That's concerning also.
Well, he had a room and he said,
keep one eye open.
He extended Profile. The invitation.
Those aren't two pillows.
Which is very kind of him. And And I'm very excited. So Doug and I...
We're never going to see Jameson again.
Nope.
No.
I'm going to see... I mean, like,
how
he's
have you not worked at Disney? You're perfect.
I don't want to... It's going to ruin it.
He worked on a cruise
bar.
That's the other thing. It will ruin it.
I don't want to see how the sauce is
too close.
I had never been to Disney before my first day of work there, and I showed up and I saw Snow White outside of a portable office smoking a cigarette.
That's hot.
Next to a Minnie Mouse head. And I was like, this is dark. It's bleak.
Look, amen.
I think it's strange. Like, I love to go because my kid loves it, right? And so I get joy because she's just so happy. But I don't want to go by myself. I don't want to go with Jameson or anyone else. Do you know what I mean? As an adult, I don't want to go.
Right. I didn't even want to go with my kids.
Right.
I never took them.
See, honesty. Breathe.
And this works for me. Less people in line.
I'd rather move
ride.
Lumber from your driveway than go to
same,
Disney any day.
Same.
Oh, okay.
I hate it.
I mean, it was nice when I go, but it's not something that I would want to do.
You do on your own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right?
I get it.
But you, however, you want to go on your own, and you're willing to pay your way, even though you got, supposedly you were offered this job, but are you going to make any money after you pay for the admission and the food? And
what job are you doing?
It's a brand ambassador.
For what?
I can't say.
Like an alcohol?
Probably.
At sponsor, Disneyland?
It's for a sponsor of Gay Days.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Gay Days.
I wish.
Okay.
Love Grindr.
Wow. Okay.
I think I saw you on Scruff. We'll talk about it another
time. But you're going to stay there 2 days, and you're going to sleep in the same room as Doug.
Same bed.
No, different beds.
I wonder if Doug's going to... What Doug
You get
does.
The roll away.
You don't know this, but Doug has been very honest, open and honest with us. He will order lube and send it ahead of time to the hotel.
Why? You can carry it with you.
I don't know if that's
true. I don't know.
They also sell it literally at 7-Eleven.
Isn't that odd? He'll send it ahead.
No, I think that you actually, you're to blame for that. Didn't you buy a gallon of it and have it sent to Vegas?
A gallon?
Yes, but it went to the wrong room.
That's
What's
right.
your brand of choice? Let me guess.
Okay.
Guess. Ew.
What's one of three? Swiss Army.
No.
Okay, gun oil.
No. Gun oil?
I've never even heard of these.
Jesus.
These are like the basics.
Oh,
what's the other one?
Well, maybe you're a fancy one. Or like a wet platinum from Target.
No.
No.
Oh my God, what lube
I think
do
it's
you
called
use?
ID.
Oh, okay. You're an ID guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
With the pump?
Is there straight lube and gay lube? Because mine don't line up with yours.
What's yours?
I can't remember the name of it.
KY.
What is
yours? No.
Vaseline?
No.
Warm.
No, it's from Crisco. The sex shop down the street. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it in the valley?
Romantics. That's what it's called. Mm.
Oh, with an X.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. I've seen it.
Yep.
Well, all the best to you. And I really hope
Thank
it
you.
Goes.
Oh, yeah, that is Glide. Glide. Glide.
Oh, natural feel. ID.
But I do the water-based.
I have a better lube for you,
I do the water-based. Oh, you do?
Oh, and you should use silicone.
Oh.
But we'll discuss.
Okay.
We'll discuss it.
And by the way, I do have something to admit. Uh-oh. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. I did use the gender-neutral bathroom this morning.
Wow.
Only because, and I'm worried because that head of security guy, the nice guy, tall guy, he saw me come out of it, and he thinks I probably went number two.
He told everybody you took a shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't.
Yeah, well,
I didn't.
Why'd you go in there then?
I'll tell you why. Because I think the UTI is kind of burning, so I wanted to sit down when I peed.
Oh.
And so I didn't want to do that in the main bathroom. Because
you want to scream and cry?
I didn't scream, but that's why I used the gender-neutral bathroom, just so everybody knows.
Okay. All right.
Great
No
lighting.
Number twos.
Did you take a selfie?
While you were
Good
sitting down?
In there.
No, while you were pink sitting down?
I did it, but I should have.
Go back
You have
later.
A UTI currently?
He's had it forever.
It's been going for months. Because we just can't treat it properly.
Because he's a dirty, dirty man.
Wow. No, it's not.
Oh, sorry.
I've never had one.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, it's only affects 3% of men.
So you probably won't.
You'll probably never
get lifetime.
One. You'll never get one.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, under their belt.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
We are back with John Hill and Megan Weaver. Okay, so I did want to ask you. So today, I'm going back to the dermatologist in Beverly Hills.
Talk to me.
Okay, because I had a little melanoma issues removed. Ugh. That's hence the bandages. Which, so I'm going back today, and there is one elevator in this building, mm-mm, and it's small, and it's fucking slow.
Is it Beverly Hills?
Yes, on Rodeo. So then I went down to the parking structure. I get in with two girls. One girl has clearly had too many procedures and probably should just go home. But anyway, we get in the elevator. We're in P1. She presses 1. I press 2. Now, when I am going to an office, I always ask Shane or Kian or somebody, or might look it up myself and find out what the suite number is, what floor, so I know where I'm going. These girls, no prep, no organization. They press 1, and then we go to 1. They're holding the door. Is this it? Is this the floor? Is this where we go? I'm not sure. Is it 2? Is it 3? No, I think it's 1. And I'm sitting there breathing.
Oh, God.
And I'm running late, right? So I need to go to 2. Why don't you just go out in the hallway and let's just see if it's the 1. So fortunately, 1 went. And she said, I think it's this one.
Oh, geez.
And then the other one followed her, let go of the door. And she said, oh, no, this isn't the 1. They turn around.
Did
no.
you shut the elevator door?
No. They turn around. They're on their way. And I fucking press door closed.
Yes.
I'm not dealing with
As
your
you
shit.
As you should.
I'm not dealing with it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bad elevator etiquette.
Figure it
yes.
out.
Bad.
Figure it out
take the
before you
take
get there.
The stairs.
Take the
if
stairs.
If you're on a 1 or 2 and you can, or go figure it out and take 1 flight up
That's
or
it.
1 flight down.
Don't waste my time.
Uh-uh.
I'm sorry that you two are unprepared.
No, and the longer.
But I know where I'm going.
And the elevator could break. I mean, the longer you hold it open.
Back to P1. How much was parking? You're rich, so it doesn't matter to you. But to me,
it's like $20 there.
If you go to Beverly Hills and you're
I
going
know.
Up like 1 flight,
I know.
$17 to look at my meniscus.
I honestly
the other
think
day.
It was $16.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Think it was $16.
And you every I went to the dentist the other day. Every single office in Beverly Hills, even West LA, it doesn't matter. You go just out of curiosity. Do you validate the only parking place in the building? Do you validate? No.
No.
Sorry. Why not? So it cost me $0 for my teeth because
right.
of insurance, but $20 just
Always.
To show up.
I was actually very surprised that Dr. Hazani does validate. However, it just gives you a slight discount. It doesn't pay
cover
for
the
whole thing.
Deal.
But you know what? It's something. It's something.
I feel violated. But okay. I think also LA people, New York elevator, that's like regular traffic. Like you need to know how to get in, get off.
Get in
if
and
you
out.
Make a mistake, that's on you. Don't punish everyone else in the elevator. I'm sorry that happened to you. I feel for you. That makes me so upset.
I felt like a real asshole
no.
because you could tell they were hoping that I would hold the elevator for them. And they, if you, you probably could see my arm just go.
You taught them a valuable
hitting that
lesson.
Button. Yes, but I don't think they were smart enough to get it. They probably are just like, he's an asshole douchebag, which is true. But, you know, I should have said as it was closing, next time be prepared, know where you're going.
Right. And what was the dermatologist report? Everything good?
You tell me.
I mean,
he's bandaged from
but
head
that
to toe.
Could mean you're healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm healing. I'm going back today to
I don't
make
know
sure
what's
everything's okay.
Okay.
I thought they did this to you before. They had to do it again. Did you have bandages like a couple weeks ago? No, you had them on your forehead and now you have them again.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
They did 4 biopsies. 2 came back as cancerous. So that's why I went back in to take it out.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then he found a little precancerous dot on my ear while he was taking the other, and he's like, let's take care of that now because
wow.
it's going to be a problem later. But I'm happy I took care of it.
Well, no, that's good.
And then I'm going back today, and he's going to, I didn't eat breakfast this morning because he's going to check my body.
Well, that's okay. So yeah. when they go through, they're like checking for
more. Checking everything.
And so do they like spread the curtains and everything?
I don't think they spread the
curtains. They look behind the hole.
Do they look under?
No. He didn't do that. He just where everything's exposed to sun. Because I don't.
Jeff wishes.
But he is going to. I told him, I said, look, I want you to, because I have sunspots from the beach and the pool and all that. I said, I think I want you to check everything again just to be safe. Because I don't want to wait too long and then have it like have them take a big chunk of my skin out.
No, we don't have a lot of chunks. We need to keep those chunks.
But there were no chunks.
Okay, good.
No chunks because we got it so early.
I might blow chunks.
Yeah, okay.
If we continue talking about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, let's move on. You're right.
Where's Shane?
I got to talk to you about that.
I was, you know, I've been talking to Shane, coordinating my appearance.
Of course.
I've been encouraging my son to have a little more balance in his life. Uh-huh. I want him to have his own friends. I want him to go out and have fun. However, he's been overdoing it, and he needs to figure out a balance. So this weekend, he went out several nights. He was out late. He was drinking. And then as a result, he got strep throat again. Mm-hmm. He had to go to the doctor.
Again?
He went to West Hollywood. Yeah, again. He went to West Hollywood Urgent Care yesterday. Was it Monday? Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. And so I was a little bit bitchy because I said, look, Shane, I said, I've had all these kids before that work for me. I said, they go out all weekend. They don't come in rested. They're sick. And then they have to take days off. And then I have to fucking pay for it. And it's not like I have somebody who can come in and cover for him. So my workload now doubles. And then I have to still pay him sick days. So all I'm saying is that I would appreciate maybe these kids. And Travis does it's the same thing, the accountant. And they go out together, by the way, till 4 a.m.
Yeah, they do.
So, and he comes in. And he'll come in and make mistakes on my, you know, my accounting because he's been out till 4 a.m. So I think these kids just have to figure out a balance. And my feeling is, fine, go out Friday night, go out Saturday night, rest Sunday, sleep
Sunday.
No day
Sunday. Drinking. Yeah.
No drinking on Sunday. Yeah. Let's come in Monday fresh for work.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a problem with them having to then have downtime during the week to get ready for the weekend.
So what you're saying is Shane has monkeypox.
Isn't that a HIPAA violation?
Okay. I don't care.
He does not have monkeypox.
He'd be gone for a month if he did.
Oh, however, okay. He does have strep throat. He's going to be out all week.
Okay.
Because it's too contagious. I can't have him in the office around Monroe, around me, or whatever.
No, we're going to Napa, so we got to,
No, honey.
Keep that
with
tight.
My immune system right
tight
now.
Right. Yeah.
With my immune system, there's no way.
I'd
end up in the hospital.
Wreck. You would.
I'd end up in the hospital. All right. So I know I complain about this often. It probably will never stop. I suggest at this point you switch over to Michelle Collins because you're probably sick of hearing me talk about it.
What?
Carpool.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry.
Why do you have to participate in carpool, can I ask?
I just feel like I'm a good parent by doing so, but it's wearing on me.
Okay.
So yesterday.
And we're like week three.
Yesterday, I was at, it was like 2:06 when I arrived at carpool to get in line. I was in the proper line. And then fortunately, I had the new car, which is fucking big. So we started moving, gates opened, started moving, and then we had all the people coming in the wrong way, cutting in line. I did block diagonally the street because I was fucking over it. And that was after the blue Tesla snuck in. And I was talking to Marlo, my attorney, on the phone about something else. And I said, I've got 13 years of this. And I said, I'm going to lose my shit on these people. And I said, I can't do this for 13 years. I said, I don't think I can even make it a year without, I'm going to snap. I'm going to snap because they just don't give a fuck.
No.
They don't care about the rules. Mm-mm. They don't care that I've been waiting there since 2:06. They're just cutting in line. And
I would, hearing about it makes me want to snap. This is why my gift to the world is not having children. I get mad at people when they can't walk properly.
Across the street.
Just on the street.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine being frustrated with the traffic pattern.
Is there an auction you can win? Like, I remember when my kids were in school, there was a parking spot that you would be able to bid on at auction, at the school auction, to have so you can be there early, be in your spot, and not deal with this shit.
I believe the auction had already happened before we started
school. Oh, okay.
And I think it went for 10 grand.
Yeah, no, it's expensive. It was
I'd pay 400 at this point.
I know, I'm telling you. It's gold.
Do they have financing?
It's
worth it.
It'll be like a mortgage
payment. Can I put it on layaway?
It'll be like a mortgage payment. But I was talking to my attorney, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking snap, because we were talking about something else. And she's like, you know, your emotional instability is my job security.
Right.
And I was like, you're absolutely right, because you'll probably be involved in this. If I hit someone's car, which I probably will, ram it one day, then without the kid in the
you'll
car.
You'll need to consult her.
I'm going to need her involved. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this carpool is healthy for me.
Do you think the school is hands-off about it because it's not their property, so whatever happens outside of their property, they don't want to deal with? Because you're obviously not the first person to be frustrated with this.
You know, once you get in the gate, there's all these security guys, and no one can fuck around. Like, once you get behind the gate.
But it's before, it's on the street.
It's before the gate, because the line goes from the gate all the way down. And
there's no one policing it down there.
Can't you get with Monroe and come up with some sort of plan and say, like, girl, just, like, exit to the cafeteria. I'll pick you up in the back street.
She's five, so I don't know. Like,
I bet
maybe
she's,
when she's
savvy
15.
Enough. I bet you can come up with some sort of alternate plan.
You can meet her down the street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry that you have to deal with that. Fuck off. People are so stupid. And are there people you see every day that know you hate them and vice versa and that you're like, hey, bitch.
Well, it's going to get there.
We're going to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to get ugly.
It's just, it's so frustrating. Mm. But I know people, moms, that won't do it. They just won't do it. They send someone.
I never did it.
Why do you do it?
Never
I don't
did
think
it.
You should. I think if,
can
I of
tell
all
you,
people, you should hire someone else to do it.
Because once the kids get in the car, I love
it. It's cute. Yeah.
I love it. It's so fun. And they're like talking about their day. And they're, I love that part. Yeah. So you've got to go through an hour of shit to get
the reward.
Yeah, to get that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I don't know if it's worth it.
I think it's probably why I have so many health problems.
Just take him on a play date. Screw the school thing. Just take him to get ice cream.
Just take him out of school.
You don't live that far.
I honestly thought about
school.
That.
It's stupid.
I thought about homeschooling. Yeah. It's kindergarten.
Yeah. How hard can it be?
It's dance.
Just get a chalkboard.
Music.
I know what it is. I've got it right here.
You can do the whole thing.
First night.
Yes.
The problem is, okay, so I can do the dance teaching. That's easy because I'm such a
good dancer.
You're unhinged. Stu can teach home ec, right?
I'm a great singer. I'm a great artist. Yes. Like, I can teach her all that shit.
Yeah.
Reading and writing. Who's going to do that?
Not Leah Michelle.
Zoila.
She can teach Spanish.
Exactly. I'm telling you. Just rip off their ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
Good news, John. Megan and I, we are very much looking forward to going into assisted living.
Oh, my God.
We
same.
Can't wait. We can't wait.
It cannot come soon enough. I think, when do we become eligible?
55.
Because you're already there.
Yeah.
Well, so, assisted living or retirement community?
We want a retirement community. Yes. And okay. We want it to
that's
be.
That's 55. You're almost there.
We want it to be like almost balls there. To the wall, all inclusive.
Yeah. I want someone to pick me up from my recliner and drop me into a bath. And then I want them to scrub my body.
Me too.
Put me back in the recliner and put on a TV show.
I have that now. Yeah. At my house. But yes.
Well, there's
good
news.
Do you want to be together in the same complex?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
we'll have so much
fun. We want our own rooms, not like Doug and Jameson.
Doug and Jameson at Disneyland.
Of course, Doug's going to want a room with us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doug.
We get our own room.
You're brand ambassador.
In a different building. I think we need to put Doug in a different building.
I do, too. But there's good news out of Taiwan.
Well, let's hear it.
So there is a there's a nursing home, unfortunately.
Not a lot of great news coming out of Taiwan, I'll tell you that.
Well, today there is. Today's the day. So there's a nursing home. Unfortunately, they've been forced to apologize, but I think this was a genius move.
Me too.
They hired a stripper to perform for the senior citizens at a veterans home. It's a state-run facility.
In Taiwan.
And they paid an adult entertainer for a steamy show to celebrate, I guess there's something called a Mid-Autumn Festival, which is an important holiday in Chinese culture, where people gather to celebrate rice and harvests of the season. So
rice?
Yes.
They're celebrating rice?
They are celebrating rice. Celebrate the rice. See, I'm reading it right here.
Reason a party.
No carbs.
I'm surprised SiriusXM doesn't observe that day.
I agree.
Anyway, carbs.
So there is a video of the raunchy performance that circled the internet where they're...
Old people are literally so horny.
They're horny.
They're so horny. So
we are so. Megan and I are so horny.
So horny. There's a kinky clip that shows the masked up erotic dancer. She's in lingerie and she's giving one elderly man a lap dance and thrusting her breasts into his face. And this reminds me of Jeff at Crazy Horse in Vegas.
She's like, I take him back to the back room. I'm like, you're not fucking taking him back to the back room to fucking fuck him. I said, he loves me, not you.
That's what happened at Crazy Horse. So this is like perfect for us. I mean, Jeff's already been there. He's
experienced
this. I did
see a still photo of this woman, and she was on the ground on her back with her legs splayed on someone's walker, like four poles.
Yes.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, she was really letting them have it.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
They got in a little bit of trouble, though. But
I just don't want to have to go all the way to Taiwan.
No, we won't have to. And we'll just make sure that we should just start our own facility.
Yeah, appropriate that.
Yeah.
If we bought like an apartment building,
yeah,
redid it.
Make our own rules.
Mm-hmm.
An old whorehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
well,
do it.
There's a gay one in Hollywood. I always joke with my friends. Like, we should all end up there. It'll be so much fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
I thought we should get a cruise ship, but Jeff said no because he doesn't want to be on the high
seas. I
get
seasick and rogue waves and all that.
Shark attacks.
Yeah, no.
Salmonella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salmonella. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to get that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to retire. A retirement community is cute, but yeah, I like an assisted living vibe. Also, all those people, they probably, well, they forgot it as soon as it happened.
Right.
So everything's new every day because you're forgetting everything every night.
And do you have, because I know that Megan and I do, we have a very, very attractive retirement package from SiriusXM.
You know
yes,
what?
I
could retire at any time.
It's what comforts me at night, every night. I think, you know what?
You
all
so
this
well.
Is going to be worth it one day. All this great health insurance I get. Oh,
yeah.
Wait. You know?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
It's going to be worth it. No, it's good. It's going to be
happy 7 years, everyone.
I'm glad I'm.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
don't
right.
Mean to drag.
We're supposed to be positive
we're
today.
We're supposed to be positive.
So, it's, what
happy
is it today?
7 years.
I didn't know till I came to work today.
Radio Andy.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Wait, Radio Andy's been on for 7 years?
Today.
Yeah.
That went fast.
Happy birthday, everybody.
It sure
yes.
did.
Jesus.
How long have you been on?
Well, 7 years.
Oh, I think I've been on four, right?
Five.
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
God.
I know, it's embarrassing.
This is really sad.
It's a gift to the world. Thank you for all that you do.
I don't know about that.
I can't wait to retire. It is going to be great. But that's why.
Do you want to come to our retirement home?
If you'll have me, you can. Yes.
It's going to be
expensive.
Okay, great.
I'll do
the strip
show. It's going to be super expensive.
Well, maybe I can get a scholarship.
But it's all inclusive.
All inclusive, honey.
I don't need much. I really don't need much. I'm really
you
easily
don't drink.
Entertained. Exactly.
So that he's going to be cheap.
And I don't eat a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're all slim and
oh,
fit.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
Yeah,
we do.
We do. We eat and drink.
I like a cobbler and a Jell-O.
Okay.
Sure. And cranberry juice if I have a UTI like Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you'll get one there.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
I don't know. Okay. But you know what? I feel very encouraged because someone reached out, a listener, and basically detailed exactly what he went through, mm-hmm. which was is exactly what I've gone through. Same medications. Treating me for this. Didn't work. Treating me for this. Didn't work. This
What's
antibiotic.
The solution?
He goes, I went to urgent care on Crescent Heights in Santa Monica. He's like, see this doctor? She did blood work. She came back. She treated me with this antibiotic. It was gone in 10 days. He's like, I haven't had any symptoms in 5 months.
Why don't your expensive doctors know this?
Yeah. I'm going to go to urgent care on Crescent Heights.
Yes.
I'm over it.
If
that's just I mean, weird.
And by the way,
WeHo, yeah.
even
yeah.
Above and beyond my insurance, this doctor's so expensive. I get bills for $1,200 every time I go.
And you could just go to urgent care.
I'm going to go to urgent care at Crescent Heights.
Why don't go to an expensive doctor, Jess. Go to urgent care.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I just said.
Go to a gay and lesbian center. I'm agreeing.
Who yep. knew after all these months? No, he's had this UTI for like a year.
By the way.
Chronic.
He went to the same doctor. Not the Shh. Same doctor, but the same office.
Kind of
in the same office, one of the doctors in the same office.
Do you think they're like, this sounds sus. Are they like just stringing you along? The expensive
I don't
doctor?
Think
that they can
so.
Cure it like that?
I don't think so. I just think that maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say
okay,
that. Because I like Dr. Josephson.
Oh, sorry. I forgot it was Dr.
Yeah.
Josephson.
We love
Dr. Josephson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't.
All right.
Know,
well, let us know what happens.
Me and Doug have the same doctor.
You do?
You yeah. and Doug Budin?
Mm-hmm.
Eye doctor or what kind of doctor?
No.
What?
You know, the down there doctor.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have like 12 doctors. I have more doctors than
he's got a lot of
down
now. There doctors, just
oh,
so you know.
Yeah,
yeah a
lot.
Oh,
Doug does,
no,
yeah.
Jeff.
Oh,
a lot
really?
Of down there doctors.
Do I?
Kind of feels like.
What's a down there doctor?
Well, you know, like the procto.
Oh, I have one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Urologist.
Yeah, you got a lot of them.
All right. Why don't we take calls? Sarah in Louisiana.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Sarah. Sarah, by the way, this portion of Jeff Lewis Live is brought to you by Wendy's. Try Wendy's $5 biggie bag and get value with zero compromise.
You got that, Sarah?
Oh, my gosh. I got that. Jeff, before I make my comment that I called in about, you have to try, I know you've been branching out from Chili's, but you have to try Raising Cane's chicken. It's in Los Angeles. Best fried chicken I've ever had, okay?
What is it called?
Raising Cane's. There's one in West Hills. There's also one in Torrance.
They just opened one in Burbank,
oh, my God. It's
too.
So good.
Where?
In Burbank. They
yeah,
just
it's delicious.
Well, I love that Chili's. I love Chili's so much.
I know. I know you love Chili's.
Still
yeah.
Queso
okay.
Bitch.
So.
So good.
Yeah. So I was just calling because yesterday you were talking about the woman who, you know, ran the stop sign at your school and you had to be mum of the word about who it was. I have a really good guess on who I think it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you said she has a really good personality and she's super famous, super rich, blah, blah, blah. Is it Chrissy Teigen?
Oh, someone else said that. No, it's not Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, you said she's divorced.
Oh,
Chrissy Teigen isn't divorced.
You're close, but yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You're close.
I forgot about the divorce.
Someone else was asking if it was
Jennifer
Black
Garner.
China. And then who else? There was a couple guesses yesterday, but no one's guessed it yet.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
But Gage was really adamant, like, because we could get in trouble.
No, you can never say who it is.
Can never say who it is. No. But if someone guessed it and I got quiet.
Then maybe. I think that's still can't do it.
Okay, Aaron in Newport Beach.
You run a stop sign, you pay the price.
Right.
Hello?
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, how are you?
Good.
So here's my theory. I think Shane needs to get his tonsils out.
Oh.
It would help for a lot of things.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah.
Just what? It's helpful.
Well, I wasn't going there. But my son had issues with strep throat very close together, and they took him out.
That's interesting.
He's at the right age.
Yeah. I don't know if he has health insurance.
It's going to be expensive for you.
It's not my responsibility, everybody.
He's your son.
He's 25 years old.
He's an American. It's up to that person.
It's very easy. Yeah. By the way, I had my own health insurance at 25. It's real easy. It's like $100, $150 a month.
Well, that's not true.
He makes plenty of money.
It's like thousands of dollars.
$59 a month. I don't know.
How much can it cost to get your tonsils removed, really? You know?
Well, if you do it at urgent care. Maybe the urgent care.
Why don't we just do it? We'll just go to the urgent care on Crescent Heights.
That's where he should go.
They'll do it. Yeah.
And they pay for parking, I think.
Ouch. It'll be more than the tonsils. Yeah, have them rip those out.
Yeah.
Kelly in Arkansas. Hi, Kelly.
Yes. Hi. I'm a huge fan. Miss your show. Wish you would come back. Waiting.
Wait, what show?
Okay, regarding your Flipping Out show.
Why don't you watch the other one? Hollywood Houseless.
It's back on,
it's
basically.
It's streaming now on Amazon.
Okay.
People are like, when are you coming back to TV?
I've
been back for 6 months.
Yeah. He's been on.
Okay, so this is regarding the UTI. So went through this for months. Finally went to, which you won't go, to
I have 40 seconds, Kelly. You got to talk real fast.
Land the plane.
She did a DNA urinalysis and put me on 10 days of Cipro. So I'm either, you've probably already taken Cipro
taking
or Flagyl. You've taken Flagyl too?
No, just Cipro.
Okay. Flagyl is the strongest antibiotic that you can take. So that's probably what they're going to end up putting you on. However, it's going to be really, really hard on your stomach. Uh-oh. So you're going to have to take something for, you know, like Pepto with it or something. But the Flagyl will absolutely clear it up if it didn't.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. People got my back.
They really do.
John Hill, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy
thank you, Megan. Have a great day, everybody.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under their belt.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.